You're tuned to The Record. I'm Steve Scher.
I'm Marcy Silman. Charter schools are coming to Seattle. Last week, the State Charter Commission approved 7 charter school applications in the Seattle-Tacoma area. One of those schools opens its doors this coming fall. It'll be called First Place Charter School. Right now, it's a private school. It serves kids in kindergarten through 6th grade who have experienced significant trauma. Dan Seidel is vice president of the board at First Place School. He spearheaded the efforts to complete the charter school application. Dan, welcome to The Record.
Thank you very much for having me.
Why did you decide to apply to turn First Place School into a charter school?
Well, first of all, First Place Scholars has a long tradition of serving very vulnerable students who have been exposed to trauma for a multitude of different reasons. And what we felt is that we needed to be able to have the fiscal resources to be able to expand what we're doing to provide wraparound services for our students and families. We also found that this vehicle would be able to allow us to expand some of the rigor, academic rigor and services that we want to provide to our students by providing expanding learning through our STEAM curriculum, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. You've heard STEM probably used quite often. So we found that this model is really providing us access to expand the resources that we've been providing this for a long history.
Now, don't public schools offer some of the same services that you are offering as a private entity?
Well, the public system has provided resources and schooling for all students. However, we found that the students that we serve require more attention, more resources. Some of our family have been exposed to homelessness, abuse, addictions, and we actually have a 14 to students per every classroom, and we have one instructor and one instructional aide per classroom. So we provide that additional resources for that child, as well as our family support services staff that augments the resources that a traditional public school system does not offer.
We're talking about the move from private to charter schools with Dan Seidel of First Place School. Now, you're going to get more support, but there must be some challenges that will face you. What do you think some of those challenges will be?
Well, in the private setting, we haven't had to establish the data record-keeping piece and the performance and the other analytical data that's going to be real critical for growth. And this model really provides us with that opportunity to hone in on our systems and improve our data tracking pieces so we can do a better job of tracking progress, improvements, and also addressing those areas where our children may have some additional challenges needed.
So you're going to have to do more tracking. You're going to get more money. A lot of the opponents of charter schools think that you will be siphoning away money from traditional public schools that serve the greater population. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, the public school model does provide some additional resources, but the resources really represent about a third of the revenue that we'll bring into our school. We have a strong history and partners in the philanthropic community that have provided resources through individual contributions, corporate contributions. We also are being very aggressive with grants and both within the state of Washington as well as nationally. And now that we have achieved this huge hurdle, we found that there are other organizations out there looking to support a model that really provides a vulnerable student population with the resources and academic rigor that's needed.
So are you saying, in a sense, this is sort of a validation because you've been selected?
You know, I don't know that we looked at this process as a validation. We feel that we have a lot of supporters and advocates and ambassadors across the state. But it definitely does provide us with a little feather in our cap to know that we have been recognized both by the state as well as the national stakeholders in this movement.
What happens to the kids who are already enrolled in First Place School? Do they get to continue on as a charter school students?
Well, because this charter model really has to provide an inclusive environment for to be able to serve all students that apply. We are encouraging our existing students to apply. There will be a cutoff, you know, during that process, but we are encouraging all of our students to reapply because our goal is obviously to continue to provide that those resources to those students. But we are also increasing the size of our student population, so we will be actively advertising in those areas in which we found that our populations are needing additional resources.
Dan Seidel is a board member at First Place School. It's a private school that becomes Seattle's first charter next fall. Thanks for being with us, Dan.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
It's The Record from KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm Marcy Silman.